Two Fathers, the Violinist. I loved most when you played the chaconne of Bach's Partita in D minor with your eyes closed. You learned those 256 measures as a boy, but played them for us as a man, grafting emotion to Bach's stately perfection. But I also loved when you ate onion sandwiches and fat radishes and hot mustard slices of roast tongue. To work in tux and cummerbund, you didn't manage to live as earthy a life as you'd have liked. I think of your ear, your perfect pitch. The squeaks in the street you'd call B-flat, the E-natural farts, the birdsong, the fire sirens, the gloried intonation in the upper reaches. Of course, the day-to-day was more difficult. The vagaries of being a father didn't fit so neatly into your crowded datebook, and yet you breathed a curious tenderness within the formality of your absence. Now that I am old enough to be your father, there are places I wish I could take you. 2. Blues Man. My father was a blues man, and I rose every morning to his rooster call. Good morning, blues, blues, how do you do? I'd sit at the table with him as he yanked out his teeth and gummed his crispies and sour mash. Open the kitchen cupboard and you'd see dozens of mildewed harps soaking in yellowed jelly jars, the reeds warped into half moons, the unplayed songs rising like vapor. I remember the weeks the old man went fetal in his lazy boy, moaning, "Yes, it's a mean old world, baby, to live in by yourself." Then he'd leap from the supine like Little Richard and be down on all fours begging for bowls of chili and cans of Pabst. I did what I could to comfort my poor mother when he strutted the house hollering, "I've got a baby, she's fine and brown, and what I like about her, she's mine, all mine." It was in that house that I became an atheist, unwilling to tarry at his shrines to Robert Johnson, Blind Lemon Jefferson, or even Sonny Boy. When he drew out his harp, I pulled out mine. We'd blow for hours, he with the fine hand of his fat vibrato fluttering like an open heart, I going laser, knifing straight to the marrow. We traded great blustery choruses, furious fours, and when he played himself out, I'd open it up, dig through the primal sludge to a dark growl that showed the motherfucker some blues, the likes of which he'd never heard.